Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the FDA is taking historic action to address the e-cigarette epidemic among teens. There are new developments in the Elizabeth Smart case. And if you didn't like gym class as a kid, find out what that means for you as an adult. What should have been an ordinary ride home turned into a nightmare after a woman got into a car with a fake Uber driver. Elizabeth Suarez reportedly called an Uber at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. A car matching the description in the app pulled up. They were on the road when she got a call from her real Uber driver. The fake driver wouldn't let her out and demanded her phone and her wallet. Suarez jumped from the moving car. She suffered a head injury, fractured wrist, and a broken ankle. Complaints about fake drivers for ride-hailing apps have become more and more common. This week, San Francisco launched a new campaign with tips to stay safe. The district attorney and city police say to verify the make, model, color, and license plate of the car assigned in the app. Confirm your driver's name before giving your own. Drivers should already know who they're picking up. Finally, use sharing features in the app to let friends or family know you were picked up and where you're going. Better safe than sorry. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, health officials have issued a warning to companies that make e-cigarettes.
That's right, Kristen. The FDA is taking new steps to look at e-cigarette use among the teenagers. The agency has put makers on notice, telling them to fix the epidemic. Otherwise, their products may be banned. Starbucks will now deliver its coffee straight to you through its app, but only in South Florida for the time being. Starbucks is testing delivery through Uber Eats at more than 100 Starbucks in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. The census says that median household income here in the United States is actually back to pre-recession levels, to just over $60,000.
What's behind the rise in income?
Some people think that the gains may be coming from the fact that some part-time workers actually got full-time work, which increased their income, and that's all thanks to a better labor market.
That's good to know. Thanks, Nicole. Some big news here. 60 Minutes producer Jeff Fager was fired this week for sending a text to a CBS reporter that violated company policy, and his release is allegedly unrelated to sexual misconduct claims surrounding him. Fager admitted his language was harsh, but added, one such note should not result in termination after 36 years, but it did. That reporter was Jerika Duncan, and here's part of the text she read aloud on the CBS Evening News.
Be careful. There are people who lost their jobs trying to harm me, and if you pass on these damaging claims without your own reporting to back them up, that will become a serious problem.
And a romance novelist who penned the essay How to Murder Your Husband has been accused of murdering her husband. 68-year-old Nancy Crampton Brophy was arrested at her Oregon home after allegedly shooting her husband, a culinary instructor who was found dead in his classroom in June. And finally, Air Force Staff Sergeant Chelsea Spiker had an emotional reunion with her 2-year-old son Bennett after a 6-month deployment in Jordan. Those videos get me every time. Okay, it's about that time. Let's check in with Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. Headcrack, Jennifer Lawrence is back on social media, I hear.
That's right, Kristen. Jennifer Lawrence might have an Instagram page after all. The actress revealed that she has been active in the social media realm for some time. Her statement was, I watch. I don't speak on social media. It came as a surprise because she said in the past, if you ever see her on Instagram or Facebook, it's most certainly not her. So she's the person on social media with the cat as their profile picture. We see you. According to Nicki Minaj, her empire has gotten bigger since Cardi B tried to fight her. Nicki's Queen Radio podcast has shot to number one on Apple Music, and her new music video for Barbie Dreams already has over 5 million views just after one day of being released. See, Nicki? Fighting only makes you look like the bad guy. We'll come in second place. And finally, Jennifer Love Hewitt opened up about her friendship with Betty White. She revealed one day in 2011 after the filming, the pair went on a date for pizza and vodka. After a few drinks, they were a little tipsy, so White invited her up for a nightcap. When Hewitt went up, the two enjoyed gummy bears. Now, I wonder if they were golden gummy bears. Anyway, on that note, I'm out. That's today's Dish. Until next time, Kristen.
Betty White is just the best. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. In 2002, 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped at knife point from her Utah bedroom. Despite being sentenced to 15 years in 2010, one kidnapper, Wanda Eileen Barzee, is now set to walk free next week. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this release is a little unexpected.
Well, for Elizabeth Smart and her supporters, yes, it's unexpected. But from the legal community and a legal perspective, not really. When Barzee took her plea deal back in the day, and that was to federal charges and state charges, she agreed that she would serve both sentences at the same time. When she started her state sentence, she had to be credited with the time that she already served in federal prison, which means right now the most she could ever serve in state prison was 15 years. She's already served that. So by law, they can't hold her anymore. This isn't about her early release from parole. This is about her getting out because she did all of the time that she's supposed to be served.
So what has reaction been, especially from Elizabeth?
I mean, she's appalled, and understandably so. And sometimes the law just doesn't make sense with common sense and what's ethically right. But the biggest thing she's saying is this really somebody that should be back on the streets with children all around?
I read this morning that this woman didn't even show up to her parole hearing. Is that true?
Yeah, she didn't show up, and Elizabeth Smart was saying, how can you release somebody who's not even showing up to the parole hearing? But the bigger question is, if she's not even following the rules of the parole hearing, and she has all of these conditions for supervised release where she has to go to a mental health treatment facility, if she doesn't show up, she's gonna be violating those conditions and she might be sent back to prison.
Well, Jesse, we appreciate your insight and information. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more on Elizabeth Smart and other legal stories 24/7, head to lawandcrime.com. Okay, if you're looking for a job, listen up. It's not just about the resume or interview anymore. A third of employers now perform credit screenings during the hiring process because they believe it's an indicator of worker productivity and responsibility. As a result, a tenth of low to middle income Americans have lost out on a job because employers didn't like what they saw. Experts call it a poverty trap, a cycle in which those with bad credit are unable to find work, preventing the flow of income and the ability to pay off debt, thus making credit even worse. To combat the trap, California, Washington, and others have worked to limit the use of credit information during hiring. But just like the screenings themselves, the results have been mixed. Bans do eliminate the poverty trap, helping lower-income Americans increase their chances of finding a job. But for those with higher scores, bans have led to lower wages and longer periods of unemployment. All right, moving right along to a heartwarming story. More than 100 dogs were rescued from puppy mills across the Midwest and taken to a temporary home in Colorado. The National Mill Dog Rescue spent 3 days traveling across 5 states to save the dogs and bring them back to their facility. They're committed to rehabilitating and finding new homes for all of these adorable pups, which include an English bulldog with spina bifida and a 13-year-old Yorkie who has spent its entire life in a cage. The rescue's founder, Teresa Strader, said, "We are so deeply rewarded when we take them into our arms, knowing that soon they will transform from a caged commodity into a cherished family member. This is why we do what we do." The National Mill Dog Rescue has already saved and rehomed more than 13,000 dogs in the last 10 years. A new study says the way people felt about gym class while they were kids has an impact on their fitness as adults. So joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Doctor, thank you for being here. Okay, I used to love PE. I have very fond memories. But what does that have to do with my workout habits now?
Good memories create good experiences going forward and good habits. Bad memories do the opposite. And that happened with PE as well. People as far as 30 years back, remember, being embarrassed about changing for PE, being picked last.
Right.
I had my PE coach throw his keys at me because I was talking too much.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's funny, not funny. Yeah. But it turns out 2/3 of adults in the Western world don't exercise on a regular basis. So it actually has an impact.
If we do have those feelings, how do we get over them?
Well, you know, the key is to create a positive experience. So do things that are fun for you. Maybe it doesn't seem like obvious exercise. Maybe you like to be outside and garden. Maybe you like to hike. Create an accountability buddy. Have a friend that you pick that you can spend time with and do exercise. Create a positive experience. You may have to push yourself to do it.
Yeah.
And then once you enjoy it, you're gonna be much more motivated to do it again. And it's so important for your health.
Okay, do you wanna go work out later?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We'll be each other's accountability partner. Thank you, doctor, so much. All right, let's move on to leftovers. They can stay fresh in the refrigerator for up to 4 days if properly stored, and that's a big if, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a four-pack of Prestone vacuum seal plate covers at a special 75% discount. These vacuum-sealed porcelain covers protect your food, so leftovers keep as long as possible and taste as good as the first time. They're spill-proof, durable, reusable, and stackable. It's easier than wrapping your plate or transferring your food to plastic containers. You simply place the dome over your plate and then press on the lid to set the seal. These things are super handy, and you can put them in the microwave, the oven, and the dishwasher. The four-pack of Prestone vacuum seal plate covers retails for $80. But today you can buy them for just $20. That's a 75% discount. And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, October is National Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And each year, the National Down Syndrome Society has a video presentation in Times Square that highlights the contributions and achievements of people with Down syndrome. This year, 15-year-old Jeffrey Perlmutter from Ambler, Pennsylvania, was chosen to have his photo featured in the video. His mom submitted a photo of Jeffrey from his bar mitzvah, a very important accomplishment in his life. The video will be released September 15th in Times Square, and Jeffrey and his whole family will be there for the big moment. In our second story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Ed and Gail Strait started Wildlife Inc. more than 30 years ago. It's a wildlife rehabilitation and rescue center that they run out of their house in Bradenton Beach, Florida. At any given time, they have around 100 sick, injured, or orphan animals living at their house. And Ed estimates about 80% of the animals are eventually returned to the wild. Even though Ed is 79 years old, he says he has no plans on slowing down. And in our final story from Fox 4 Dallas, all 600 male students at Carter High School will be paired with a male mentor for the entire school year.
And sometimes it takes seeing someone that looks like you to help you to know if they made it, I can make it too. So we pray today changes a young man's life as he receives both role models and encouragement he needs in his life.
The school received an overwhelming response from men in the community, and each student should be paired with a mentor by next month. The iconic actress Sally Field is releasing a new memoir titled In Pieces, and it reveals some shocking new details about her many decades in Hollywood. In a recent interview with the New York Times, 71-year-old Field says she was sexually abused by her stepfather, stuntman Jock Mahoney, until she was 14 years old. She only decided to tell her mother, actress Margaret Field, in 2011 when Margaret was in failing health. Field said it was freeing to finally be open about what happened. Other stories in the book show a contrast between the good girl image Field cultivated on screen and her experiences in the fast and loose Hollywood culture of the 60s and 70s. Field said she had a secret abortion in Tijuana when she was 17, shortly before her quick ascent to Hollywood stardom with starring roles in Gidget and The Flying Nun. When auditioning for the 1976 film Stay Hungry, Field said the director, Bob Raffleson, told her, "I can't hire anyone who doesn't kiss good enough." Field said she obliged and got the role. Raffleson denied ever asking Field to kiss him. Field said at first she wasn't sure if she wanted the book to be published, but ultimately forged ahead. In Pieces will be released September 18th. Well, get excited because Apple just revealed their newest iPhone models, and Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas is here to tell us all about them. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. That new cheaper model, the new iPhone XR, starting at about $749. That's what we mean by cheaper these days. Take a look. While the phone scales back features, I think it's going to be the one to watch. Instead of steel, it's aluminum. Instead of OLED, it's LCD. Changes you are not likely to notice. It has a longer lasting battery than the 8 Plus and picks up its wireless charger. You might notice, though, it only has one camera, but thanks to new software, it can still capture photos in that very popular portrait mode. It comes in black, white, blue, coral, yellow, and red, and will not pre-order until October 19th, hitting stores on the 26th. For iPhone X fans, new S and S Max models were unveiled. Think of the first one as a souped-up iPhone X, the second as a 10 Plus, both with virtually identical specs, except the Max model will have a screen about an inch bigger, and we're talking major memory across the platforms too, up to 512 gigs. Pre-orders for those start on Friday, with product shipping and in stores the following Friday.
Well, as an iPhone user, I can say this is all amazing information. Thanks, Steve. Okay, you're not going to believe this next story. University of Calgary freshman Carlos Zatina met a girl named Nicole while he was out at a bar one night. And when she accidentally gave him the wrong phone number, he made a bold move. He looked through the school's directory and emailed every single Nicole at the university, 246 to be exact. What he probably wasn't expecting is that the Nicoles on the email chain started emailing each other back and forth, and a Facebook group called Nicole from Last Night was quickly formed. The women have forged unexpected friendships, and thanks to the Facebook page going viral, the real Nicole was eventually found. Turns out she never got the email because she doesn't have a UFC email address, but because of the network of Nicoles, she was able to get in touch with Carlos, and the two have plans to hang out next week. Don't you just love this story? I hope this ends happily ever after. As a working mom, I'm always looking for parenting hacks. And you're in for a treat. We have millennial mom Jenna Barnett here to tell us about three apps that she uses to make parenting a little bit easier. Jenna, welcome.
Thank you.
So I know you have a beautiful little girl.
Yes.
And there are some apps that you use. Anything to make our life easier. Tell me about some of them.
Well, one of my favorites is an app called Keepsake, and it's the easiest way for parents to capture and preserve memories of their children.
Okay, so it's like a digital photo album, or tell
exactly.
me more about it.
Exactly. And you know, if I'm honest, since my daughter was born 3 years ago, I've only sat down once to actually physically write in her baby book, so this app is right up my alley.
You know where my baby book is?
Where?
It's still in the bag at the top of the closet. So bad.
I know.
I love this idea. Okay, tell me about another one you like.
Another one I love is called Boxed. This is an app that allows you to shop in bulk, so you save money. You also save time from having to go to the grocery store every week, and everything is delivered to your door in 2 days or less. So it's quick, convenient.
Is there a delivery fee with that one?
Nope. It's all these apps are free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, talk about burying the lead. That's amazing.
I know.
Okay, how about the last one? The last one's a really good resource.
Yes, the last one is an app called Peanut. And I love this app because it's a place where moms can come together to talk about everything from pregnancy and motherhood to work and money. They also encourage real life meetups between moms so that they can build that support network and make those connections with fellow moms.
And we need that. Such great resources. Jenna, thank you.
Thank you.
Now let's go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. The cast for season 27 of Dancing with the Stars was revealed. So Brody, who are you excited for?
From this cast, I definitely have to say former Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton. She stole hearts when she won the gold medal in the 80s, and I think she might have what it takes to snatch the coveted mirror ball. Among those joining Mary Lou this upcoming season will be Harry Potter actress Avonna Lynch, singer Tinashe, and Cameron Manheim's son, Disney Channel star Milo Manheim. And it's not called flipping out for nothing. The drama between Jenny Poulos and Jeff Lewis, the stars of the long-running reality show, has spilled out onto social media. A source previously confirmed for us that the two had parted ways as partners and friends after a fight turned into what Jeff described as a rift. Promoting the new season, Jeff put a picture of Jenny on Instagram with a big red X over her face.
Okay, and when it comes to relationships, I hear you've got some advice for us from Dr. Phil.
That's right, Kristen. We exclusively spoke with Dr. Phil and his wife, Robin, at their home in Beverly Hills. The TV host told us, "I always tell people that the formula for a good relationship is that it's based on a solid friendship." They also shared that they never are apart for more than 2 or 3 days, and when they are, they FaceTime before going to bed.
Thanks for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Kristen.
For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. In the Steelers' season opening tie against the Browns, all eyes were on James Conner. The running back in his first career start scored 2 touchdowns and ran for nearly 200 yards. But playing in the NFL was no guarantee for Conner. In 2015, the then University of Pittsburgh junior sustained a season-ending MCL tear. A routine X-ray would soon find something much worse, Hodgkin's lymphoma. Cancer didn't stop Conner, though. During chemo, he still worked in the gym and attended 4:30 team practice. He also used his platform to help others whose battles were not as public. At the time, Conner said, "I realize that fear is a choice. I choose to not fear cancer. I choose to fight it, and I will win." And when he did, beating cancer in May of 2016 before rushing nearly 1,100 yards and scoring 16 touchdowns in his senior year. Now cancer-free, the rising NFL star feels no pressure on the field, saying he plays the game of football for those who can't. Such a great story. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Smartphones let many people work from home, and new research says it's affecting their marriages. Plus, why America's airports are being flooded with complaints. And these professional athletes are also students at one of the country's best schools. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.